Kia ora and welcome back to the show. I'm very, very excited. That didn't sound excited. I'm very, very excited to have in the studio with me from the Radlers. We've got Bailey and Kevin here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Morning.
Hello.
How are you going? Are you guys well?
Well, yeah. We've just had a few burnt coffees this morning, but
really
excited because something exciting has come up.
But all coffee's beautiful.
Lean in. You're so far away. Oh. God, people need to hear those sultry tones.
Yeah, all coffee's beautiful, even burnt ones.
There we go. That's oh my God, that's fantastic.
What we get?
Hey, congratulations. New song out today.
Hey.
Thank you.
Dive into it a little bit for me. What is Diamond in the Blue about?
I guess like lyrically. Great question. Don't know.
Love that.
Well, I mean, because I think it's what did Sam say? He wrote it really well in his little.
Yeah, we had I spoke to Sam Elliott from Musician Mag the other weekend, and then he was he wrote a nice article where he's like, lyrically, it reminds me of how easy it is to have a negative outlook when you look into the barrel of reality.
Yeah, what a great phrase.
That sounds really dark.
He's very articulate.
He is, he is. Yeah. But it's a really exciting song because it was one that we wrote at a practice when we were practicing for our tour with Great Gable last June. And as with most of our songs, it just came up as a jam. And then we just sort of had a song structure within an hour. And then we were like, this has a lot of potential. Yeah. Let's work on it.
Flesh it out, play it, groove into it. Yeah, I think it kind of comes from an angle of just that anxiety you feel when you're thinking about the future too much.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
oh,
wow.
My God. I get that.
It's quite bleak.
it's kind of like, it's not an entirely new sound for you guys, but, you know, it's something slightly different. Mm. How is that? Do you like kind of exploring and experimenting with your sound, or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, so like you said, it's a little rockier than usual.
Yeah.
But what's really good about it is it's still got everything we like about our sound. You know, like there's this really nice choral harmony near the end. And then there's obviously the classic solo and a bit of riffs in there, and then Bailey's vocals doing bits and stuff. So it's still got everything we like, but
But it's got texture.
Exactly. And maturity. Oh, yeah. Texture, it feels like there's maturity in this one.
Yeah, right.
It's crunchy.
Yeah, so we're stoked. Like, I think people are being receptive. Yeah.
Well, I guess this is appropriate that it's slightly different because you guys are in a bit of a different stage now as a band. Mm. I mean, you were a uni band.
Yeah, 5 years this year, I think.
Wow, 5 years. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But it's easy being a uni band, I think, because you all live, 5 minutes away from each other. You see each other all the time. You can do practice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of you live in Ōtautahi anymore. So how have you found that? I guess you're, a mature band now.
We're like those mature students at uni that just seem to have everything together. And then all the freshers are like, oh my gosh, I don't want to sit with them.
He seems
to know everything. But,
so how do you kind of navigate the whole creative process and practice?
So, I mean, during our time at uni, you're totally right. Like, we'd kind of meet up all the time. We'd jam all the time. We'd write songs all the time. We've got all these ideas in the backlog. We've got voice memos. We've got, just kind of demos, lots and lots of potential.
Mm.
So we're kind of using that as a reference a lot of the time so that when we finally do manage to meet up in person these days, we kind of have to organize flights, accommodation, we have to come up with a plan, make sure our time is efficient, and we can, there's a whole bunch of things to think about, but when we finally do get to be in the same place, we can kind of refer to all this kind of content in our backlog that we've already made and go from there and be like, hey, remember this idea? It was a lot of fun to play. Let's try it again and see where that takes us and maybe make something new. And yeah, so I mean, it's hard because, we can go months without talking to each other or months without seeing each other but it's really great because when we finally do, come together and it works, it's really nice.
Wow. I mean, that's a good approach to take, doing some archiving, some documentation. That's very, very mature of you. Wow. Really living up to that mature band status.
It's got to be really, pragmatic in the approach,
You should see our Google Drive. It's beautifully flawed. I must say.
I love a good Google Drive.
So good.
And so you guys are going to do a tour as well?
Mm. Yeah, boy.
Has that changed much? Because I've seen you guys play live, but it's been a couple of years.
Mm, sure has.
Have you guys developed or changed much as live performers?
I'd say so. I think, like, also going back to that uni band point, you always feel like you have a point to prove. Mm. And that doesn't change now to feel like, oh, we're big dogs or whatever. But it just feels like we've been around the block, and now it's just that experience that we get to share with friends that are new and old, and like random listeners that are like, yo, I want to come to your show. And so we also just come at it with an angle of how can we put on the best performance rather than how can we be as pissed as possible before we get on stage. Yeah. You know, so it's just a different outlook, and it's fun.
Right.
I like it though.
Let's not dilly-dally. We'll have a wee chat after this, but let's play the song for our audience out there. Here is Diamond in the Blue by the one, the only, the Rattlers. Oh, I didn't plan to say that, but that sounded quite good, didn't it?
Yes. Show. You can't be going around saying
Wow.
Woo!
What a fantastic
what
song.
What a good band.
Wow.
And you're right, those harmonies are lovely.
Thank you, Liam.
Very nice.
Toot, Liam, toot.
Okay, we're talking about like old email addresses, and my old email address is toot, Liam, toot.
Yeah.
Send mail.
Don't email me. I keep a very clean inbox, and I don't want that ruined. Anyway, so when was the song finished? Like, I say something that surprised me, like, since starting radio is, like, how long there is between, like, finishing the song and releasing it.
Big promo.
Are you guys, like, patient people? Do you like that process? How do you feel?
We're a good mix, I can tell. Because, like, Bailey's one of those guys that once we record it, he's like, all right, let's put it out.
On it now. It's done.
Let's put it out.
I'd be like that. I'd be like that.
Sounds great. Yeah. Stop sweating. It's all good.
Yeah, but we have a good mix of people. So, like, there's a whole bunch of us that are on one side and the other side, and so it just means that we mesh quite well.
Right,
we're like,
okay, yeah.
Let's look into this part. Let's make sure we're clean and, like, it sounds good. And we worked with Adam from Loho Studio for this song.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So we recorded it in November and then got it mixed and produced, and then we got it mastered. And we just try to link it up just in time for the tour. And so it's out today, and we're touring next weekend.
Next week. I guess the important question is, what are the details for your Christchurch show? I don't care about any of the other shows.
True, but we will mention it anyway. March 17, we're going to Auckland, and tickets have been selling really, really well, which is awesome. But as you said, Christchurch, hometown show, we're playing at 12 Bar on Saturday, March 18th.
Come along. Oh, should be a lot of fun.
And we've got Mim on support, which is super exciting.
Great support.
Good time.
Yeah, Mim's lovely. So, yeah.
Super excited.
Get tickets from? Or is it just like on the door?
Under the radar.
Under the radar, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Yeah, classic. Support local.
Yeah, you got to. We are saviors, really, aren't we?
Exactly.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me, guys. It's been a pleasure to have you in here. And it's... Well, I'm feeling, slightly old, seeing you guys and chatting, and we're not all about to go to Mono tonight and something.
Oh, we should.
When was the last Mono you attended?
Oh, ages ago. I feel like it would have been like, was there like a Spacey Jane Mono like years ago?
That would have been a million years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as good in the new Foundry anyway.
Yeah. Although Wax Mustang played last night and I really wish I
was.
I
saw that.
I would have loved to have gone.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Cheers, and congratulations for the new song. Can't wait to see what else comes in, the next decade. slow process, apparently.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming on.
Awesome.
Cheers.
Thanks for having us.